A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com. Good
luck.
Two exclamation marks made into a smiley face.
Yes. A start of a sentence that then is crossed out and then you haven't thought of anything else. So then you just go, love from Stevie.
Good one. See you around.
Where?
I guess. This year has been big. And the next one?
I imagine. Bigger.
Even bigger. Or smaller, if you like.
Welcome to Nobody Panic. We're doing how to write a greetings card today. I'm Stevie and Tessa is...
Hello.
Tessa's right there. But it was her birthday last week and I wrote her a greetings card and sort of had a bit of a breakdown about it. So then we thought, what a perfect
episode. It's just been handed to me. I loved it so much. I'd also like to tell everyone what I received. Mm-hmm. One exquisite pair of scissors, which had a lovely plastic protective case on them so I could carry them home in the bag. And what did I do with the scissors? I immediately snipped that in half. So that was a mistake. They're sort of blue. They look a bit like a bird and they have a little tassel on them. I love them very much. They're my favourite shade of blue and they're gold and they're so business. The thing about having a pair of scissors is actually quite, I need to put them down because you'll be like, I should cut my own hair.
Yeah, you know? Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I wish I'd not given you scissors. I do too
in many ways.
Yeah.
I felt like it was
one of those things that you just have some scissors in your house and they're always just boring. And it's like, well, why?
Well, why?
Why? Why?
Not me. And an exquisite notebook that, it's got like a beautiful, almost like a Japanese wood print on the front. Mm-hmm. Oh, in fact, it did.
Oh, it fully is.
A lacquered writing box from Japan, 1860 to 1870.
Okay,
it's so beautiful and gold. And then Stevie said I was to write in it immediately and not to save it for precious because she said all my thoughts were precious.
There we go.
And then
we got off with each other.
And then we snogged.
And it was great.
And then this is what brings us to the episode today. It was a beautiful card. It says, long may you run with like a long distance runner.
A reference to your marathons.
A reference to my marathons, which I love. And then Piper has written me a little message. So that's a sort of biro scribble. It says, Piper says hello. Then there's a cartoon of Dr. Alison Parker. And it says, oh, I'd have written a better card. Does that say that?
Yes, it does say that. Correct.
I'd have written a way better card. Very sassy there from
Dr.
Alison Parker.
She's very sassy. I could have written the perfect card and she would have said that. My handwriting is very poor. So I'm sorry. You may be able to read
it. It's a beautiful... Back yourself. Happy birthday, pals and caps. May you run in a metaphorical sense. And then, other than necessarily doing more marathons, unless you want to.
Always keep it open in case you want to do more marathons. I will support it.
A pleasure to be a work colleague. All these years of not panicking. But ironically, I am panicking writing this card. God bless you and also America, Stevie.
Yes. Always good to get America in. That is as having a hard time as a country.
Good luck to them, I say.
I say good luck to them. And yes. So that's kind of how all cards I write go.
Yes, and me too.
You sort of end up, not you, one sort of, I sort of end up either just doing nothing or happy birthday and then it's like, well, I might as well have not got one. So yeah. I will give a bit of a go. You know, I'll bring some kind of, you know, personality to it. And then I just end up having a breakdown and then the card just becomes all about me. And like, rather than what we will discuss, which is like thinking of things about the person. But before we go into it, me too. Shall we do our most adult thing we've done this week, which is what we do every week to make ourselves feel better about our piece of shit lives? I'm joking. What's the most adult thing you've done this week?
Mine is, I returned to Rigby Impella.
Jesus, this is like episode two of like the debrief podcast.
I know.
7 years ago.
I know, and I actually haven't been back.
You left.
I left.
I thought you'd stay.
Out of respect.
For the Queen.
The Queen. Genuinely.
No. But,
yes.
Wait, let's take it back. Rigby Impella, beautiful lingerie place that you have said, Tessa said for years when we were very broke and I'd be like, I hate bras and I never know what bra to wear. I found my one now, but like for years, like I didn't find my bra. Like I went to like Triumph and Bravo or Bravo? Bravo.
And like a heavy set woman, quite aggressive with a tape measure.
Yeah.
Sort of aggressively measure
you. Get your tits out and you're like, oh,
you're like, oh God,
and then
this
tells
feels...
you like you're a size you've never heard of.
Never heard.
So that you can it's only like... buy it in their shop.
You're an 18 jumbo and you're like, oh right.
And Tessa was like, you simply go to Rigby Impella, you spend, and at the time it was an amount that I actually couldn't even imagine spending at all ever, but actually it's quite a reasonable amount for very, very nice lingerie.
It's certainly, we're talking you're 60 to 70 pounds, you know, and,
yes.
it was an investment then, it's an investment now.
It's always an investment.
But as the woman said to me, she was like, but you wear it every day.
Yeah.
And it's crucial.
And then you promptly left them and never went back
to
them.
No, I went for every year in September, I would go once a year and I would get one every day and one little something.
Oh, yeah.
I had like, sort of from COVID onwards or like before that, like, I've really felt that I like had lost my way with my body. I just felt like I wasn't exercising as much. I didn't feel myself in my body.
Right.
And I had a real like, well, I'm not going to get a new bra because what's the point?
Until I feel better, or I've
got more in shape or I've lost weight or whatever. Like, what's the point in getting all these new things? And I was being so mean to myself.
That's so anti-nobody panic.
It's so anti-nobody panic, Stevie. And yet, even I coming here and like championing the opposite of this, every week with you was like,
but internally.
Every day you were quietly not
doing
not
that.
Going
Can you
to
believe
Rigby
that?
Impella and clothing your boobs.
Exactly.
In what they deserve. I had a real, like, how dare I?
Yeah.
Then, literally yesterday, I was like, it's September, you're going in.
Great.
And you take yourself seriously, girl. And I went in, and the woman was like, honestly said, and I was wearing my best one as well. And she was like, what is that? And I was like, it's my best one, it's from you. And she was like, oh, I know it's from us, but like, 6 years ago. And I was like,
right, so it doesn't fit you.
And she was like, it's doing its best, but like, these things are not, you are asking too much, like,
yeah,
please. And then when I tried on one that fit, I was like, and then I put mine, she was like, now put yours back on again. And I was like, oh my God,
right,
this is just like, this might as well just put like a couple of twigs and a sort of Hessian sack on. Like, it was just, yeah, like, and then having one that fit, I was like, I feel a completely new person.
Great.
So I've been in, I bought a new bra is the end of this story. But more important than buying a new bra, I like showed up for myself.
Yeah, you
respected
your docs.
And was like, of course I deserve at any size and at any point in my life, I should be allowed to have nice things.
Yeah.
And now look at them, they're so upright.
I mean, they're so upright.
Woo!
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Who's ever written a greeting card?
Yeah, let's get into greetings cards. That's, we've done an hour on pants. Okay, so.
What do you think is it happens to us all when we, is it because it's just like a big blank space when we open it? It's a bit of, that's the thunder.
That's the thunder of the greetings card. It's the big blank space. It's the expectations versus reality. So we've all received cards from people where we've gone, God, that's such a lovely message, or like a really nice, and I really love it when it's my birthday and people give me cards, because it's not something, especially these days, these modern days, we live in these social media internet days, it's so easy to not give a card. And also, I think it's sort of pointless to give a card, which makes it really nice when you do get one. And when you get one that someone's like properly written loads, and you're like, Jesus, often it's people that I'm like, I feel like you can't say this to my, you know, I feel like you have trouble expressing yourself in life. Mm. So then they really get it out in their cards. Or actually, it just is people that are good at writing cards. When you get one that just says happy birthday, you're still really moved, because you're like, you've bought me, you've gone out, you've gone, that card for Stevie. And even if they've just written to Stevie, happy birthday, love, Jim, that's still enough. But when someone's really written, you know, like, that just goes above and beyond.
Mm.
And you've gone out of your way to buy the card, so you might as well go out of your way to do the message. And so I just constantly see the thought of what I want the person to feel, and that gap is too much. I don't plan what I'm going to write beforehand. I just go, yeah, I can do this. I can write a fucking card. And then halfway through, I'm like, I've lost track.
Right. So do you think that's maybe where you should start? It's like a little prep, a little thought, a little...
A little prep. And I feel like a memory or a specific thing that's happened in their, if it's a birthday thing, like a specific thing that's happened in their year, or like an in-joke between you, and really like think, because I get very overwhelmed when you're trying to find somewhere to eat and you're somewhere where there's loads of restaurants. I'd be like, I don't know. And it's the same with memories with people. I'm like, there's too many. Like,
so just to confirm, when that H begins of the happy birthday, before that moment, just like white nothing there.
Well, I thought, so with your card, the journey of your card was, saw it had running on it and was like, oh, that's nice. Yes, because she does the running. I don't know, you're not like a regular runner, but like the fact that you do these marathons and stuff, I find really impressive about you.
It's absolutely lovely. I love it, so much.
It's very impressive. It's part of your like, I'm just going to do it.
It says, long may you run. You know? I love it.
Inside and outside. And I think I could have come up with something quite nice about that. That's like something about how like you run the marathons. That's really impressive. And I hope that you never stop doing those things, because even though, you know, your feet hurt and you go, oh, I thought I could cheat, but I can't because it's the original marathon.
Yeah.
Like that's a very important part of your personality that I don't want you to have lost since your ADHD diagnosis, for example. That's like very important. But like, didn't put that, but that's fucking 10 years, colleagues. Stevie.
God bless America.
God bless America. That's the crucial one. So I think, yeah,
that's so
I think
lovely.
Having some time to go, okay, so what is it? And just planning to an extent rather than going, you should be able to fucking wank out a card. Come on, you write scripts. Like, you can
but
write
you
a
don't
card.
Write, you don't sit down and write the script and then just press
say, God
send.
Bless America.
God bless America, send.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you'd
think
have a real think. You'd have a real...
You'd have a really big think.
Really big think.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like that you're like, oh yeah, I should be able to...
So the first of it is just think before you...
have a basic think. But I do understand completely. It's like, here's this space that's both like too big and too small.
Yeah.
It's completely blank. So I do this as well, like draw all the things. I do a lot of star work.
You do very good star work.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Some but hearts it's to, sometimes.
It's some hearts and bits to like stuff to cover the spec. You're like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
Another little cartoon, but very easy to be like self-deprecating because you're like, well, obviously didn't want to be self-deprecating. We wanted to have drawn something exquisite.
Yes.
I want to be an incredible illustrator.
Or charmingly bad, you know. I think on someone's birthday, drawing them is always quite fun. There's a little stick man just putting you.
Gorgeous. But
that's above and
if
beyond.
We had the option to be Monet,
yeah.
Picasso, I bet he did nice ones.
Yeah, he did nice ones, yeah. Monet would have just done like landscapes.
Yeah, but maybe he couldn't maybe do a pen and ink. Probably could. You know what? He probably could.
Listen,
I'll put my hands above my head. I bet Monet probably
could draw.
To his head, probably could draw. I bet he could have drawn a lovely little doodle in your card. Yeah. Anyway, so we all wish we could do an exquisite, humorous little something.
However, the counterpoint to that,
please.
Is, so every Christmas, me and my sister Gina would make cards for my parents rather than buy them.
Of course.
It started out as a very much like, we don't have any money.
Well, I'm a child.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And then now it's become like, even if we can and do want to give them cards, we should make them.
Oh,
and
absolutely. My parents received a bought card. They'd be like, what's this?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Am I just like everyone else?
You lived in my body. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Yeah. You went to Clinton's cars, did you? Great. But the running theme has materialised, which is that I make joke bad ones. And Gina was like, well, I can't do a joke bad one too. And Gina has incredible, like, she can draw incredibly.
That's tough.
So she draws amazing drawings, doodles, sometimes like paintings of mum and dad, of, you know, like whatever. And then never received as well as me, who's done literally like a card this big and stuck a pine needle in it and been like, dad.
Oh, you get to do joke for,
I get to do joke ones, yeah. So like one.
And yours are better received.
Always better
That's
received.
That's so thrilling, because we were really listening, being like, God, a lot to unpack there, because, you know, the sister gets to do all the good ones,
yeah,
and then, no. But actually you're the winner.
And Gina's the frustrated one, because she's like, well, now I can't, because I've given her nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to trap her
That's
in
electric,
this way.
Whereas you can go anywhere.
I can go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Once I gave them a tube and was like, it's the Christmas tube card.
And was it written inside?
It had a little googly eyes and he had a smile, and I just said the thing as I gave it to him because he was speaking. So like,
wow,
yeah.
So you're wow.
And I only did that because I was like, I can't compete with Gina's beautiful stuff. So and I can't even try. So I went my direction, and yeah, now I've trapped her. So there is real joy in quotation marks bad doodles. It's like karaoke. No one wants the person to get up and sing properly. I mean, they do, and it's lovely if you were the musical theatre crowd. But like, you know, you want someone to just sort of have a go, that's quite like nice. So I think I think like always pop a little silly doodle in it.
Oh, of course.
Unless it's like a with sympathy card, but I don't think
probs not.
Probs don't doodle that. We should probably go through different types of cards because they should be the easiest because it's the most common one that we've had to write.
Mm.
And you basically put happy birthday really big, a doodle. Then you've only got space for like buy a small card if you're nervous.
Well, I think if you don't know them, but I think if you do know them, I think it is your thing about having a think is nicer. Like if you can put, I think what you said there about the running was really beautiful.
Yes.
And like I think if you can try and express yourself as best you can, that would be lovely.
Yes. Something about your friendship or if you haven't seen them a lot, I tend to sometimes put like this next year will be the year that we hang out more, like a nice looking to the future.
Yes. Like a little two stars and a wish is what apparently you have to do in primary school. When you do notes for children, you give them two stars, two good pieces of work and one wish for something you'd like to see for next term.
This is nice.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah. So two stars and wish, like two cool things, and then one wish for the future of like either a personal goal for them, or like I hope this thing goes well that you're working on, or like I hope that we get to go to Lisbon. Like we've been planning, this is our year for Lisbon or whatever your personal wish is. Yeah. And then you're like, oh yeah, that's a fun thing.
Just they always put, this is your year.
This is your list for Lisbon. And you never mention it.
Just bring it up.
You never bring it up.
It's like, Lisbon.
Liz fucking loves it.
Lisbon with everybody. Did you Lisbon for you as well?
Yeah. No one wants to discuss it. But I think it's nice to get a bit of personality in there. Get a bit of something that's just between the two of you that can't feel like a, you know, because you haven't got the time or energy to not just be the nice glittery happy birthday card. Like you haven't had a chance. You're like, of course I would love it to be really personal and a funny card or something beautiful, whatever, that they'll keep for ages. But I didn't have time, so this is just the card that's in the shop. And then inside, there's your space to just a little bit of something. Mm. A little bit of personal juice on there.
Also, sometimes the front cover, you can like, so I had one which was, I think it was like two penguins or something, and someone had like drawn my just in biro just like my hair and been like, it's me and you as penguins. You're like, yeah, great,
gorgeous, like, yeah, that's fine. So nice.
Yeah,
I love it.
Quite fun. Yeah, it's good. That is good stuff.
You know, that's good, that's lovely stuff.
Now the greetings cards that are the hardest ones are things like the, yeah, like with sympathy or, you know, the passing round of the work.
Which are two very different but equally awful cards to write. So you brought up the sympathy one. I think let's go there and then we'll transition to the work card.
We should do both at the same time.
I think best not.
Yeah.
But I think the sympathy card, I think the thing about those cards is you don't need to find, unless you have found a perfect card that you think really not, you know, is there something and lovely and personal and whatever. Yeah. But ultimately, like some flowers or whatever, or just a nice drawing or whatever will do nicely. And I think with those cards, and I don't know because I've not been on the receiving end of them, but I've only sent them, is that my instinct is there will be nothing you can write that is going to be of use.
Of course.
Simply being like,
it's the gesture.
I'm gesturing. I'm waving across the battlefield to say, I'm here and I'm thinking of you.
They're barely going to read it.
They're barely going to read it. And so I think with those
blank
ones.
Blank. Just send it blank.
Yeah, just. And say good luck with Lisbon. Just send that. Just saying, thinking of you all.
Look after yourselves. Yeah.
And, you know, you don't need to, but don't sit there with that. So don't not send it because you're so overwhelmed with the like, but what do I write? But like, of course, no one knows what to write. You know, humanity has grappled with the concept for thousands of years and still we haven't got
how to write sympathy cards.
How to write sympathy cards.
We've got that episode with Carrie Ad Lloyd, which is really nice about how to help friends who are going through grief. And I think there we spoke about some nice things you can to say, or like WhatsApps and messages to send.
Or like or vouchers or things that they might like, or, you know, or cleaners or, you know, food vouchers or all of these things. Are just like just somebody coming to like sort out the living room.
Excellent.
When you're just like, I can't deal with any of this right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's like, don't let yourself be so overwhelmed by what you want to try and express here that you don't do anything.
Yes.
And I think it's just like
the bare minimum will actually be fine there. Like even if it was like two so and so, like I'm so sorry for your loss, and that it'll have like a thing on it anyway. Huge love, you know.
Yeah. And it's just a physical thing has come through the post. They've taken the time to like go and buy a stamp and put it in. It's like it's come through the door and there's just like people are showing up, and that's all really you can ask for those things. And
like I've known people close to me who had terrible, terrible grief situations, and the calling and the WhatsApping and the meeting up has meant that I've not sent a sympathy card because, you know, so it tends to be people that often you don't know as well, you know, like if it's, you know, if your mum's died, you're not going to send your dad a sympathy card.
No.
I don't. You know what I mean? I don't.
Well, you could do your tube work if that's something.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's something. Yeah. I don't think. No, I think it's people that you maybe don't feel able to just pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And you aren't. Yes, I think it's exactly that position. And it's therefore people who are like on this almost like not a secondary family or friend that you're like, I don't feel close enough to this person to just be like, I'm here, we're going to the pub. You know, and so that's when it's. Or equally, it's, you know, it's the card coming around the office, or it's the, you know, and to,
yes,
to say that it could be easier be a sympathy card in the office, and you're like, I don't know this person.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't freak, don't overthink it, just write your name.
Just
write your name. For God's sake, write your name. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to stress about not knowing them. Like, they know.
And they know you don't know them.
They know you don't know, and they couldn't give a shit right now.
Yes.
All you're doing is just, there's an acknowledgement.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So what about
the birthday card?
The good luck, you're going on to your new job or whatever, and it's being passed around the office and you don't really know the person. And everyone's put, good luck, it's been nice working with you. And then you're like, because you don't want to be the person that just writes your name in that instance. I think that's where it's, you do like, I'd always say like, bon chance, and then do a smiley face.
That's fun.
Or like, have a great time, and then a picture of a smiley. Basically, the picture of the smiley face might really help.
But what if everyone else has done smiley face work?
Then you do a heart.
Okay.
That looks like you love them.
What if you're already seeing smiley faces and hearts in there?
A boat.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? If you get there so late in the game that you're like, all the good stuff is taken here.
Yeah.
So now what the hell am I going to do?
See, actually what I would probably do then is I'd be like, everyone else has said all the good stuff. Ha ha. I didn't know what to write. Ha. And be like, this is...
No.
Yes, exactly.
God bless America.
Yeah.
I'm panicking.
I'm panicking, yeah.
And now you've just written about yourself in the card again.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You can't
okay,
that.
So.
I think if other people have said good luck, you can just put good luck again.
What if you put like Leviticus 12:14 and then like nothing else?
It's an option.
It's an option. What if you actually put like... Deuteronomy 47:5, and it actually isn't even in the Bible. Like, that's not even a number. You can't.
No,
that's not even anything.
Great. Yeah. Love that you know this.
I'm making that up. Like, I don't know. I'm just picking. Like, there
I was like, fuck me. You said like quoting
the Bible. I'd be like, of course, famously Deuteronomy 45:7. There is no Deuteronomy 45:7.
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying a number that's like, I'm guessing
could be high
enough to not be in Deuteronomy.
Sure.
There probably is one.
So 43 to 45, the foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you sink lower and lower.
No.
I mean, to be fair, that is Deuteronomy 28:43-45. I don't think there is a Deuteronomy 45. So I think you are right there, but oh my God, that's so funny.
But also I think to pick like an outrageous Bible, I think that would be so funny.
Yeah.
So if they are religious, they might not think that's funny at all.
Or if they're foreign.
Well, that one particularly, just to like put a Bible, I think it's such a funny thing to do.
Yeah.
Basically, I saw people do it once at school in which somebody, there was a very like large Christian contingent who at this youth group, well, because it was a Christian youth group, yeah, that'll be why. But I remember this car for this girl going around and people had put Bible quotes in and people, and she was honestly reading it being like, oh, a lovely choice. And I was like, oh my God, you all just know. You all just know.
I bet there's famous 13. Ones. Like, you know how, like, the Shakespeare sonnet, I can't remember what it is now, but there's a famous one, and I used to know it, but I don't anymore.
But you wouldn't just put Shakespeare sonnet 17 and just hope that they...
No, because I'm not in a Christian, in a Shakespearean youth group.
Do you think if they do, though, do you think they just put the name and just, like, expect you to just think of it?
I think there's certain Bible verses that are so famous and well-known, but I don't think if you put like, you know, like, I don't know, I can't think of any Bible bit.
Okay, so you think no to that?
I think no to a Bible thing that you
don't
know.
Okay, that's a pass.
Because
Understood. It
could be, as we've seen in real time, it could be racist.
Yeah. well, so, okay, somebody, we did one for our English teacher and everybody did like a literary quote. I remember somebody did the one from Cleopatra that's like, age cannot wither her nor custom stale her infinite variety, for like someone's birthday card. You're like, oh, go on.
That's yes, really please. Fun if everyone does it, but if you're the only one.
Do you think? And Janet's birthday card, you think I'm the only one?
Age will not wither her.
So I'm going to weep.
good luck. Age will not wither her.
Do you think that's not good?
You've got to make sure everyone else is on board because, yeah, you'll come across very poorly.
Do you think? Okay.
And mad.
I think what we're establishing here is you've just got to write happy birthday.
Yeah.
And keep your job.
Keep your job. Add a little smiley face. That's
even
fine.
If everyone else
big love. Big love. Big love. Stevie. Huge hug, Stevie. Don't put age will wither her or Deuteronomy 48. This is just not worth it.
I can't believe you think that's good.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 45. All these curses will come upon you.
I just think that was so fun.
Yeah, of course, so fun. And that's why I do that in like someone's birthday card that is your best mate, because they're probably expecting you to say something like that. A lot of fun. But if it's going around, don't worry, just stick to the normal. Just stick to what everyone else has to put. Word it slightly differently. So if it's good luck, say loads of luck, or like, you know, have a great time, or, you know, bonne chance, or whatever. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Okay, funny. Well, we're learning a lot.
We're
learning.
Is there any other things?
I guess at Christmas, and again, I would love 2 stars and a wish at Christmas, because I just find, well, I think if the front cover is banging,
then you're fine.
Then it's so fine. My downstairs neighbour, their Christmas card every year. I
are these the two men that dress up as Father Christmas?
No, but oh my God, they don't dress up. That's their professional job.
I'm so sorry.
Not even them. Imagine how hard the house is taking Christmas. We've got two professional Father Christmases on the ground floor, and then across the road from them, family with lots of dogs.
Right.
And at Christmas, they send a Christmas card. And I genuinely do not know if they think this is funny or good.
Right.
It's so perfectly done that it exactly toes the line between the two. It's their dog's heads photoshopped onto the nativity scene.
I've done this for my family. Yeah? I've photoshopped all of our heads and the tortoises and the dogs on the nativity, but I've done it very badly. So it's bad.
But they did it
amazingly.
It's done so well.
I love this.
Yeah, it's actually so well. I don't know if it's if it's a joke.
But even if it's not, fair play to that.
So that, they don't need to write anything inside.
No.
Gorgeous.
Best if they don't.
That stays on my mantelpiece all year round. I love
it's
it so
wonderful.
Much. So, but if it's just a if you feel like your cards are towing more of a generic line,
yes.
A little couple of good luck with this, hoping for this for the new year.
That's
or, you know,
true.
Deuteronomy 47.
Deuteronomy 47.
A little bit of something, something.
A little bit of something, something. Yeah,
come on.
I think one year in 2019, I made Christmas cards and sent them to everybody. And so I did like, you know, 100 or whatever. And so that I just had to put Merry Christmas, but because it's clear I've made
them. Oh, you've done the work. The front is done.
You've done the work.
So each one you got a personalised Christmas card?
I didn't personalise them all. I did like different designs, but there was just like 4 different designs.
That's beautiful.
It was great. I had very little on that year. I've not been able to replicate it since, including in lockdown. So yeah, I could not be bothered.
That's beautiful. Yes,
but
if you've done
nice.
The work on the front, the inside needs nothing. If the front is nothing, let's Let's be bringing.
Christmas cards are nice, though. Like, I really think people have, you know, obviously people have stopped sending, and that's fine. We've all got lives. But if you are like, oh, I'd like to do Christmas cards, but no one really cares. No, it's good. Like, do it.
Oh, I'd love if people got into that.
Receiving Christmas cards is so sweet and nice. Unless, of course, you don't celebrate Christmas. So obviously don't worry about that. And
sure.
We've gone very sort of Christian, because I'm sure there are other cards that are, or is greetings cards very like, we shouldn't talk anything other than those that,
Than that which we know. But also, I think it's fine to send a card.
Why not?
Why not?
No one's going to go, oh my God. Like,
it's just
fine.
Nice to receive things at all times. I hope this whole episode, people will be like, I will send a card for no reason.
I feel like they may be like, well, no, sounds like too much work.
Oh, I feel inspired.
Okay, great.
I'm excited to send.
Off we go.
And something I have been trying to do this year is like when I see good ones and you're like, I don't know who that's for right now, but that's fun. And I'll just keep it in my box of cards. And then when you're like, oh, fucking hell, it's Stevie's birthday tomorrow. Fuck. Or it's like, oh my God, it's today. And it's like, oh, the feeling of going to your card drawer and being like, oh my God, there's one.
A full drawer just full of cards. Yeah. That's really great.
Yeah.
I did that, and then I went to my thing, my little drawer of cards, and was like, "They're all shit." What have I done? They were like rabbits. I think I had a nervous breakdown
about the rabbits.
I think I don't know why I'd bought some of them. Some of them were really odd. But look,
it's a nice idea.
Needless, it's a lovely idea, and I think it's really helped. It's got me out of some sticky scrapes. Drew a little bob on a rabbit, gave it to my friend who's got a bob and was like, it's you as a rabbit.
Right. Perfect. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Now we're cruxing into the head of the whole fruit.
Okay, we have to end it on that.
No. I'll just tell you two little things.
Oh,
one
please?
Is that on the back of the envelope. Yeah. Okay, this bit, what would we say that is called?
The lip of the envelope. I feel a bit sick.
Yeah, sorry.
The envelope's like, tongue?
The bit where the
flap.
The bit where the triangle meets the square.
Yeah. The sort of bottom bit of the triangle
where you put
of the envelope.
Where you put a wax seal.
Where you put the wax seal, which we know you've got the wax seals.
Oh, I do, baby.
Yeah.
I don't do them because people... Oh, no, I love to do them, but people find them a bit much.
Oh, do them.
Okay.
Who said that? Who's received a card with a wax seal and gone, that's too much?
Well,
to you.
It is a bit much.
No, but not from you.
No, not from me.
It's actually expected.
It's expected.
I'd say.
It's expected, nay, demanded.
Yeah.
Somebody there does a heart and then writes S W A L K.
S W A L K. Sealed with a loving kiss.
Got it in one, Stevie.
Yeah,
which I just think is a nice little, it's nice to have a little eye on the front.
If you don't know, you're like, swalk?
Yeah, but then you might look up what swalk and then you're like, oh, adorable.
Lovely.
Just nice to have a little like personal thing that you do. Mm-hmm. On the card ones, I do a little, like a little stamp here as though I've done my own telegram. Then I write birthday express. The last thing my sister does always in the card is, well, my parents started it. They write WBW and WBH.
What's that?
Well, the W and the H is the clue to help you. Given that
they're holiday,
that's right. wife and a husband, so they write world's best wife and world's best husband,
right,
to each other.
Oh, to each other, right? I thought they were doing it to you.
No, just to each other. WBW and WBH.
It's very sweet.
And they sign it that. So then, when we were small, we were obviously very enchanted by that, and we were like world's best daughter,
right?
And then I have abandoned ship on that one because my sister writes them, and they are like 35 letters long.
Amazing.
So we have to be like, you see my parents like getting their glasses out and be like, okay.
And here we go. As in the acronyms.
Oh, yeah. And it will be like ADTHWGRFF.
Excellent.
Thing. And it will be like a daughter who is very grateful that you chopped down the tree in the garden last week. Like,
brilliant.
It'll be something like that.
Yeah.
But it'll take you ages and ages. You have to call her up to be like, can I have a clue, please?
Brilliant.
But it's nice to have a little personal something that you know is coming, little bits,
yeah.
Little something,
acronym,
you know. So if you're like, oh, I already have this, I already have my own, I know I've got my little personal touches. But if you're listening and you're like, I've never done any personal touches,
yeah,
like a little something on the outside of the envelope, a little,
go to WH Smith, get yourself some stickers, buy them online, of course, and just pop some stickers on the envelope. That's fun.
Oh, already, yeah. Already we're having a wonderful time. Just a little bit of zhuzh on there, and then you're like, oh my God, I made this so personal and fun. And rather than it being this overwhelming, like, oh, I have to send this card, you're like, oh, I bought some stickers.
May I? I've got one more.
You may do anything you wish.
May I end on Psalm 71, 6 to 8?
Yes, please.
From birth, I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. AKA, good luck, Jan. On your new
job. AKA, good luck, I'm sorry, but I would be enchanted.
Interesting. Okay, great. Well, look, go send your cards. We are. Oh yeah. Also, we got an email from a man called James who his email address is nobodypanic@gmail.com, and he's been getting loads.
No.
So it's nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
James
is the email address. And I think we're going to do like a postbag episode for the Patreon, so your questions will be answered. Your
James,
suggestions.
Oh, that's agony.
Will be there.
Yeah. There's a TessaCoates@gmail.com.
God.
She gets a lot of my work and she doesn't always send it on.
That's very frustrating.
I invited her to my show, she didn't come.
That's fair.
And you know what? It's for the best.
That is fair, yeah.
I would love to meet her.
If someone called Stevie was like, do you want to come and
if someone called Stevie Martin messaged you
and said, do you want to come to my show? I'd be like, no.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I like to prioritise my time in a way that you don't.
That's I'm sorry. Absolutely seen there. That's absolutely... I'm dead on impact. I've been read to filth. Yeah, that's exactly right. She has two children and she works for the government. No, she does not want to hang out with me because we've got the same name. Okay. And on that note, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.